Let us start meditation. Sit in any comfortable posture. Close your outer eyes and make your awareness flow inside. The moment you close your outer eyes, 80% of the energy starts accumulating within, and your third eye, which is the reservoir of all energy, awareness, begins to watch inside. It is all powerful entity. It has full potential to watch inside. It does not require any support. Any medium, any dependence. Third eye, the source of energy, is all powerful. It's not a part of body. It is above it. You are looking inside. You are all powerful. You have full potential to watch inside. And possibilities there to discover. Your real self. Keep looking, whatever is arising from the surface of the mind. Keep looking. Do not use any imagination of your own. Do not identify yourself with any thought. Do not indulge in any thought. Let them come and go. You simply watch whether they are good or bad, positive or negative. Whether they are of past or of future, just simply look. You simply watch. Whatever is being displayed by the mind's computer, Mind is the scope of world. Mounds of thoughts arise from the surface of the mind. The world of good and bad thoughts hovers around the mind. But when you turn inside, you should simply watch them like a neutral energy. Do not participate or involve in any thought, positive or negative. Do not judge. Do not analyze any thought, however good or bad. Never suppress or condemn or protect any thought. Do not try to stop your mind, to stop any thought. You simply watch as a neutral one. Never punish your mind. Do not have interference with it. Never interfere with the mind. Mind is always in its nature. Only you are not. Mind is always working in its own nature. It is always in its nature. On the other hand, we have forgotten our own true nature. So never try to punish your mind by suppression or condemnation. All these efforts will cause stress and create tension. The more you try to persuade your mind, the more it will react and revolt. You simply watch the mind's activities. Keep your inner eye on the mind's play. Do not impose or put any pressure when you look inwards. Whatever your state of mind is, you simply watch. If there is total darkness or nothingness, or the traffic of thoughts, on the inner path, you just keep watching or experiencing all these happenings. Keep watching whatever is going on inside before you at a distance, to help some distance from the mind. You are not a mind, you are a seer of it. Do not relive the past. Do not create the future. Live in the present. As long as the mind is your master, it will never allow you to live in the present moment. For it has no existence there. It lives only in the past or in the future. As these are ultimately unreal, so is the mind. The only real existence lies in the present. If you are in the search of your true self, who's neither the mind, nor the body, nor the senses, nor intellect, but above all these, simply remember this golden rule, the ultimate truth. You are the seer. You are the witness. You are a non-doer entity in your true nature. You live with it and enjoy freedom. Never try to achieve concentration while meditating. Never try to achieve concentration while meditating. It is going to happen by itself. Over the years, Meditation has been considered a technique of concentration by the majority of the people. But meditation is not a process of concentration. Be clear. You do not have to get focused at any particular point. All the techniques of concentration are unnecessary, are not required in Vishwas meditation. You do not need a medium to step inside. You do not need any support to step inside. Really, you do not need a medium to step inside. If you try to concentrate, you are again making your mind do something. You are giving your mind to do something. Vishwas meditation is a state of non-doing where there is total rest. You become restful all the time. Where there is no mind, only self. Shines like a sun. Meditation is the source of concentration, energy. Lot of energy generates when you are in meditation. You feel ecstasy. What a wonderful process of meditation is. Where you have not to do anything else except watching. Watch, simply watch. Watch your mind, watch your thoughts, watch everything which happens before you inside. As a non-doer, as an observer. Do not identify yourself with any thought. No involvement no attachment, no suppression, no identification. Simply, you be watchful. And find yourself fully satisfied, because all human and divine qualities dwell at their own in meditation. You yourself will experience it one day. Keep meditation continue as a part of your life. Mind is a matter. It does not have any energy of its own. It works in your power, in your energy, in your light, in your existence. You are like a sun shining inside. It is your nature to live by watching and witnessing. When you see the thoughts with the inner eye, that divine eye, which is not a part of body, an immortal eye. All thoughts, unnecessary, useless, numberless thoughts, like dust, starts diminishing, starts dissolving. Get deeper and deeper and deeper. And meditation. Meditation helps you to be free of mind very soon. As you go deeper, you feel fully relaxed. Free of all dualities. You enjoy freedom in real sense. Meditation brings a lot of awareness, quietness. And all other human divine qualities within. Get deeper and deeper state of thoughtlessness and touch your depth. Meditate more and more. And become happy, healthy and wealthy in spirit. You feel energetic, joyous, ever fresh. And it is rejoicing, even in the state of recession, you feel rejoicing state. Okay, now this session concludes. Thank you very much for showing interest in meditation. Om Omkar Amin Eman.